Good Monday morning. You're listening to KHBT and Business of the Week. We have the distinct pleasure of visiting with Brian Gibson, owner of River Valley Orchards Winery and Distillery in Humboldt. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk to the listeners and let's bring them up to speed on River Valley Orchards Winery and Distillery. When did you start business?
We started with the winery in 2010, and we started having another winery make our wines with our fruit. And we did that for about a year before we started making it ourselves in 11, and just built a nice little tasting room.
Now we're talking 12 years. There's been a lot that's changed. So it's Orchards Winery and Distillery.
Well, the orchards, you know, we grow our own fruit. We have the grapevines, and we've got red and yellow raspberries. We've got apples, peaches, pears, cherries, plums, most of which we utilize, process, and convert into our own wines. What better way to store a perishable commodity, Pat, than in a bottle?
You are using most of your own fruit for the wines that you're making. And then now the distillery part. Tell me about the spirits. This is new.
Correct, yes. And we do the same thing with our distillery that we do with the winery. So when we go out there, we have five different spirits right now that we're making. And they consist of either our grapes, red or green. They consist of, we make a tequila-ish out of our apple. Can't call it tequila because it's not made in Mexico.
Right.
So everything's an ish. We do a spiced apple or a spiced rum, like a Captain Morgan-ish type of thing. But they're made out of our, we make a vodka out of aronia berries. So it is our fruit. And then we ferment that like you would a corn mash or anything else. And then run it through the still.
Are you the head mixologist out there?
That would be Corey. And right. Corey's been making our wine since he was 14, and now he's 24. So he's got a couple of moons on him, little experience as well.
Well, all of those sound very delicious. So now let's talk about the facility itself. You are, what, 3 miles west of Humboldt. You're on the north side of Highway 3, and you have a beautiful facility. You can see the orchard, but the building itself, you've added on. And now it's really kind of a big deal. It's beautiful. I mean, it's oak and brass. It is a 5-star for sure.
Well, thanks very much. It's good to hear. Glad you appreciate it when you're there. And we built that in 2010. We built a nice little tasting room, which sat up to 40 people. And that was our tasting room for the winery. And then in 2016, there was a nice big, what we call Orchard Hall, that seats about 300 in there. And it's beautiful floor-to-ceiling windows. My wife showed me a picture and says, build me this. And I said, okay. And so we had a lot of help, of course, and put it all together. And it does overlook the vineyard and the fruit orchards, wraparound windows and courtyards. And then the West Wing, as we refer to it, we just built in 2019.
Weddings, wedding receptions, reunions. You can book the room. How many people can you seat in there?
Well, in the hall, about 300. And then in the West Wing, upwards of 100.
And the West Wing is where you do the music?
That's where we do the music on Sundays. And it's got, it's a very Tuscan, a lot of rock, a lot of arches, a lot of dark walnut colors. It's got the big, elegant bar in there. And again, more wraparound courtyards and very Tuscan there.
You do offer food. Can we talk about the food tomorrow?
Perfect.
Would you be okay with that?
Certainly.
Music happens every Sunday. How often do you do it?
We say every Sunday. This Easter, we're having trouble finding somebody to play for us for Easter. So there might be a hit and miss Sunday, but we do it every Sunday from March through December. We've done that for the last couple years while we were open anyway. And there might be that hit and miss Sunday with bad weather or the musician gets sick or something like that.
It's Sunday 1, 2, 3.
Correct.
And you're offering your beverages, your adult beverages. You do have NA or non-alcoholic beverages as well.
That's right. And we do make our own homemade root beer.
You do make
double
your
own top secret recipe out of Wisconsin.
For people that maybe don't want to drink the spirits or the wine, are you serving beer as well?
We do. Yes.
And you can get food, so it's great. You can do breakfasts and lunches, right?
Right. We do, on Sundays, we do crepes from 10 to 12, and then we, it's always stone oven pizzas from 10 till 4, and I'll try to throw something in there in the mix. And on those days when we don't have the music, in January and February, you know, we'll throw like an Italian special. It's kind of an Italian themed place out there.
I knew this was going to be a fun week for me because it serves my interests. Brian Gibson, owner of River Valley Orchards Winery and Distillery, is our guest on Business of the Week. We're going to be back again tomorrow to visit more. We're going to talk about food. Stay tuned. And again, Brian, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
We're going to talk everything River Valley Orchards Winery and Distillery the rest of the week here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. More music on the way.